אנחנו קוראים את מאמר החירות בכתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the Freedom article. We're continuing in the topic, the will to receive existence from absence.
בבקשה.
הרצון לקבל יש מאין.
The will to receive existence from absence. To move a step forward in a scientific manner here, all we need is the wisdom of Kabbalah.
כי כל החוכמות שבעולם,
this is because all the teachings in the world are included in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Concerning spiritual lights and vessels, we learn that the primary innovation from the perspective of creation, which he has created existence from absence, applies to one and only aspect defined as the will to receive. All other matters in the world, in the whole creation, are not innovations at all. They are not existence from absence, but existence from existence. This means that they extend directly from his essence, as the light extends from the sun. There too, there is nothing new, since what is found in the core of the sun extends outwards. However, the will to receive is complete novelty. Prior to creation, such a thing did not exist in reality, since he has no quality of will to receive at all, as he precedes everything. So from who would he receive? For this reason, this will to receive, which he extracted as existence from absence, is complete novelty. But everything else is not considered an innovation that could be called creation. Hence, all the vessels and the bodies from spiritual worlds and from physical worlds are deemed spiritual or corporeal substance whose nature is to want to receive.
No
questions?
Yes.
In the paragraph before it, he tried to explain the connection between spiritual and corporeal. He was speaking about a corporeal atom to have something spiritual. And here, he's saying that spiritual and corporeal, it's all the will to receive. That's the answer of the will of the Kabbalah, the connection between spiritual and corporeal. I don't understand how we reach this from the previous question.
What did he ask there?
How did he ask it? Yes, how could a spiritual object move a corporeal atom? And at the end he's saying that actually the spiritual and corporeal, it's all the will to receive.
Yes.
So what's the answer?
That
corporeal and spiritual is the same thing? That it's the will to receive?
From the desires, it's the will to receive.
So the wisdom of Kabbalah is saying that what we call spiritual and corporeal, there's no difference between them?
There is a difference. There is. And it's also what it activated on and how it responds, and there is a difference. But eventually, the will to receive is all of the substance of creation.
and it's not the actual material, what we call corporeal material. And it's not spiritual material, it's something else. I can't understand. How suddenly, from spiritual and corporeal, everything's okay, there's only the will to receive, and the question's closed.
There is a will to receive. Pleasure, fulfillment, and in that will to receive, there is a possibility to want to receive a spiritual, and there is a will to receive, which is corporeal. These are two different things whatsoever, distant from one end to the other. What else do you want to hear?
So I want to hear what's the connection between a corporeal atom, because that's what he was asking. He said, how could it be that there's a spiritual essence will affect a corporeal atom? That's how he started this whole explanation about the will to receive. So how can it be?
I don't know. He doesn't give an answer on that. He does not answer that.
Ken.
Yes.
Maybe we could explain the question. What is he trying to ask here?
Read again.
Ken.
There's an answer in the next excerpt. He answers that.
He's saying that everything in this space, still vegetative, animate, if we want to see the one separated from the others, it's no more than the will to receive.
No.
Go on.
According to what I understand, it's not what Baal HaSulam is trying to say. He's just trying to tell us that other methods have no explanation to the connection between what they call spiritual or corporeal. And here he's saying, the will to receive is the base to all of creation, and this is the key.
Correct. Yes.
The question was, how does corporeal and spiritual connect? What connection is there between them? Because there's all kinds of metaphysical explanations and so on. So here he's saying there's no question about it. It's all one. The fact that we can't tell the difference, that's our problem. But it's all one.
What is that one?
The will to receive.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, Baal HaSulam kotev lanu.
Baal HaSulam writes that in order to add a step ahead scientifically, we need the wisdom of Kabbalah. What does the wisdom of Kabbalah give us that we can add that step ahead?
The wisdom of Kabbalah helps us exactly locate what the will to receive, the corporeal will to receive is, and the spiritual will to receive. That the spiritual one is the desire in order to bestow. And the corporeal will to receive is a will to receive for itself. That's it.
Oh, Chilot.
More questions?
No.
No more. Okay.
He's saying twice that there's a will to receive and that there is the rest of the matters of creation. What is else except for the will to receive?
It doesn't matter what, no matter what. It doesn't matter anymore. These are qualities.
It just seems that everything is the will to receive.
All the will to receive and everything else are qualities of the will to receive.
But what is the rest of the things? I don't understand.
Let's say you say a piece of metal. It has its hardness, its weight. It's different. It's liquid temperature or vapor temperature, etc. There's all kind of qualities in it. But all in all, everything is in the same substance.
So it's a will to receive on the still level. What is the rest? Because he's saying there's the will to receive existence from absence and other things.
Many qualities that are in the will to receive, and that's what's in it.
I'll think about it.
Ken.
Rav, can we say that the science we know from this world researches the corporeal will to receive?
The will to receive for itself.
That's the science of this world. And the wisdom of Kabbalah researches more developed forms of the will to receive.
Yes.
That's why one is included in the other. That's why it says that Kabbalah includes all wisdoms.
Yes.
Kuteret.
Title, Two Forces in the Will to Receive, an Attracting Force and a Rejecting Force. You need to discern further that we distinguish two forces in that force called the Will to Receive. A, the Attracting Force, B, the Rejecting Force. The reason is that each body or vessel defined as the will to receive is indeed limited, meaning how much it will receive and the quality it will receive. Therefore, all the quantity and quality that are outside one's boundaries appear to be against one's nature. Hence, he rejects them. Thus, that will to receive, although it is deemed an attracting force, it is compelled to become a rejecting force as well.
You want to explain this to us? No. Read it again.
Again, two forces in the will to receive, an attracting force and a rejecting force. You need to discern further that we distinguish two forces in that force called will to receive. A, the attracting force. B, the rejecting force. The reason is that each body or vessel defined as the will to receive is indeed limited, meaning how much it will receive and the quality it will receive. Therefore, all the quantity and quality that are outside of one's boundaries appear to be against one's nature. Hence, he rejects them. Thus, that will to receive, although it is deemed an attracting force, it is compelled to become a rejecting force as well.
Ken Chaim.
Yes, Chaim.
It's not clear why what's beyond its boundaries becomes against his nature or something he rejects. If it's outside of his boundary, so he doesn't receive it, and that's it. Why is it rejecting?
But it's the opposite. He feels and receives and works only what he works in his borders, that's called his, and what's outside of his borders is the opposite.
That's what I don't understand. Why is it the opposite? Why isn't it just outside the boundary and that's it?
No, he feels that it's outside of his border, and that feeling that it's outside, it builds in him a negative response.
That's my question. Why is it a negative response?
Because it's outside of his borders.
But why does it threaten him? Why does it bother him?
Because he's a will to receive.
So there's something it doesn't want to receive. Why does it have to bother him and threaten him?
Because it works against his will to receive.
In which way?
It doesn't work like him.
So what's the problem with that?
He feels it as something foreign that's outside of him, that threatens him.
Why everything foreign threatens him?
Because he doesn't feel in him that it's something of his own.
Why is it a threat if there's nothing of me in him?
Because all of nature belongs to one desire. And if there is something that does not come from the same, it already is considered contradicting to it.
Why is the contradiction a threat?
Because if you are not from the same source as I am, then you are outside of me. You cannot care for me. And it turns out that you and I are opposite.
It's still not clear why oppositeness becomes a threat.
If it clothes on the will to receive, that you understand? What do you care if a few kilometers from you there is someone else who lives and exists. And you see how it clothes in you and awakens in you all kinds of calculations, and you're cautious and you're suspicious.
Right. Every other person is a potential threat upon me.
Yes.
But why is it built in such a way?
Because it's a will to receive to start with. That's how it feels the others.
I understand. I just don't understand why.
Because he feels his limits. And beyond this limit is already a threat.
Okay, I still don't understand.
If we are talking about some kind of limits, some kind of contradictions in something, even we have a reason to be cautious until we reach hatred, and so on. In short, what you can do here is either we reach love, or we reach hatred and war. There can't be anything in the middle. There can't be anything in the middle. It's either this or that.
What's going through my head is, while you're explaining that maybe simply because I'm the will to receive, so I want everything.
That
all of creation will be me or mine, and then every other desire is a threat because it wants the same thing and it's not my own. And then there's like a collision here.
This is already a collision in a certain area.
Because the desire is total, it wants everything.
Okay, yes. Okay, I see everyone's fallen asleep. Yes, Gilad.
I thought like Chaim that the reason is the shattering, because to begin with there was only one desire that was created and one filling inside it, and after the shattering there's an aspiration to come back to that whole, meaning our rejection from the others is because of the desire to come back to the whole, because then either it threatens you or, like you said, you connect to it through love. You can't be alone in this anymore.
Okay, Niv, do you have anything to tell us about what's happening?
We have an announcement from Info about the Congress. So we'll wait for them for a second. Maybe there's another question here till they come in.
Go ahead.
So here there's another question. If I could ask about the Asia Congress, I understand there's no decision yet, but we're going to sit mixed, not as a 10.
That's not to me.
I know, I just want to ask, we were speaking about the prayer of the many, so how can we as a 10 come to the Congress, not as an individual asking for the others, but as a 10 connected asking for the other 10s?
If everyone speaks the same language, right? We're talking here about one hall here, so it's not a problem. Everyone can sit, everyone can be mixed. And from my side, no problem. Even on the contrary, we'll even feel each other more.
So Avinam is asking, what's the inner work of man in such an incorporation?
That he's willing to connect to everyone, to be with everyone, with one man in one heart, with all the world. I mean, with all the world in general. And to try and be with us all, like we see here. Like we see here in our area.
He's an individual, or does he come with his 10 inside? Where is his permanent 10 in this state?
That's the problem, because for what? For a few days we'll lose our 10s? I don't think that's good. What do you think?
No.
From past experience, at least from my own, such an incorporation gives great deficiencies to take back to your 10. And everybody rises. It's a win-win situation that everybody gains from this.
In other words, you detach from the tens, and we all come to one ten.
You don't really disconnect from your ten, because if I understand correctly, it's not the bodies, it's that wholeness we're searching for, the mutual bestowal. So we're taking the inspiration from the ten that we've accumulated so far. We bestow it to other tens, and in this way, everyone incorporates with others. There's something mutual here. Physically, in a corporeal way, we can say that we're watching each other, and let's say in other congresses, we just made sure that each one writes something when he shows up physically. And so there's this technical thing, how we keep each other, but we're still incorporating in the same ten. I'm working with something like that. I don't know.
Don't look at me, Niv. You need to decide this. You need to decide this and arrange this. I'm not a kindergarten or an usher, a kindergarten teacher, and I'm not an usher. It's not me. Now search who's the organizer, who's arranging this, who's, and so on. And that's you, not me. It's not related to the lessons, and I'm only related to the lessons. Okay?
Okay. So, let's go to info. Info, please, friends. Hello, friends. In the east, it's been decided that there's a serious preparation for the Congress. In Irkutsk, there's a women's tent searching for a place together. The Krasnoyarsk Congress will already start after the morning lesson on Friday. The friends will stay there, have a barbecue, go to some river. Friends from Novosibirsk, Barnaul are coming, and from every area, somebody's going to go to Moscow. Everything is almost ready.
Dear friends, if you feel a need to be with the friends, to get together, so we invite you to register to the convention, check in the site a list of places where the mirror conventions take place and connect to one of those places. I'm sure it'll be an amazing convention, nothing like we've had anything before. Everything is attained with the force of prayer. Everything is in our reach. So we're waiting for you all.
L'chaim, friends. So, today's schedule, Tuesday at noon, the noon lesson with Rav Leitman live. Good day, everybody.
El viejo mundo está sepultado en el ayer. Hoy viviré, con la certeza de que hacia atrás no volveré, porque ahora un mundo nuevo ha de florecer, y en otorgamiento tendrá que ser. Un nuevo mundo ha despertado, al no pensar solo nosotros otra vez, otra vez. Miles de amigos conectados, rezando juntos por el mundo a la vez. Al morir, hoy pediré. La, 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 la. לו נחת רוח לבורא אתה תראה או תגלה שכל הרצונות של החבר יספו בתוכך לבקשה שתעלה אל הבורא כי ברמות הדתית הזאת